today's discussion was extremely interesting and stimulating. And me as a conflict lawyer, well, I would kind of summarize, well, not summarize, but I would give my impression on the whole session today as follows. Well, it has been already mentioned by some people, but from a little bit different perspective. But to me, the very basic start point is profit making and transactions and economic activities. And these have a universal character by nature. And on the other hand, the company is a unit of a civil society which necessarily reflects the character or the culture in local environment. So today's debate seems to be that how to find a way, or how to find an instrument, how to use this instrument to harmonize this conflict between the something universal and something very local. And so in this context, maybe I would cite the question raised by Simon, does corporate law matter? Because, you know, but from this perspective, I heard very interesting comments from the panelists, like a study made by Mr. Rowley. It can be seen as a sociological approach to solve this conflict between something universal and something local. Or somebody mentioned the limits of law. So this again concerns the question raised by Mr. Simon. And somebody mentioned also education. So these are not purely legal issues, but closely related to this thing. Then we could come to further beyond that point. We could come to point that does law matter, or does law is needed? Well, so in this context, I'd like to say a very short sentence from Donald Dworkin. He wrote in his famous book, Law's Empire, quote, "We live in and by the law. It makes us what we are, citizens and employees and doctors and spouses and people who own things." And as a commentator, give the following comment. Law's Empire, this famous book, is a plea in favor of the potential of laws, regulation and adjudication to govern international behavior and the lives of so many people. Well, before this conference, I would never come to this question, but after having listened to very rich discussion today, my thoughts went beyond the corporate law, beyond the corporate government, rather to such an extremely abstract but important question. And it was a wonderful learning process for me. And I said this is a part of the educational program, but it is wonderfully educational to myself. So having said that, I express my hearty gratitude to all the panelists and all the participants, and especially to all LED students who organized this conference wonderfully. I thank you very much, all of you.